This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana yesterday. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and stipend for the first 3 years. The Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said, "Women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages." Mr. Modi said, "His government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said, "It is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward." Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticulture University in Karnal. Ministry of Education has enhanced the material cost under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman, PM Poshan, by 13.70%. The ministry in a statement said that the material cost has been enhanced from 5.45 rupees to 6.19 rupees for primary and Bal Vatika classes and from 8.17 rupees to 9.29 rupees for upper primary classes. The revised rate has come into effect from 1st of this month. The central government will bear the additional cost of over 425 crore rupees in financial year 2024-25 on account of this enhancement. The new rates will be applicable across all the states and UTs. However, they are free to contribute more than their prescribed share. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Mohammad Jashimuddin in Dhaka yesterday, including delegation-level discussions between the two neighbouring countries. Mr. Misri, who was on a day-long visit to Dhaka, also held a separate one-on-one meeting with the Bangladesh Foreign Secretary. Talking to reporters in Dhaka, Mr. Misri said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. The Foreign Secretary mentioned that he discussed the entire gamut of issues. The Foreign Secretary said they discussed certain recent developments and issues in Bangladesh, and he conveyed concerns including those related to the safety and welfare of the minorities. At least 3 people have lost their lives and several others sustained injuries as a BEST bus collided with multiple vehicles and struck pedestrians in the Kurla area of Mumbai. The accident occurred at around 10 p.m. yesterday when the bus was travelling from Andheri to Kurla. The injured were promptly taken to a nearby hospital and are currently undergoing treatment. The fire brigade and police have arrived at the scene. The exact cause of the accident is under investigation and details are awaited. The centre said yesterday during the Hajj 2025, the Hajj Committee of India will cater 1.22 lakh pilgrims who will attend the spiritual journey of Hajj. In a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has decided allotment of the quota for Hajj Committee of India and Hajj Group Organizations, which is governed by a bilateral agreement which is signed between India and Saudi Arabia." Acting Chairperson of National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, Vijay Bharti Sayani, has called upon every individual to stand up for promoting and protecting human rights culture in the country in line with the civilizational ethos of Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that dense fog conditions are likely to prevail late at night and in early morning hours in isolated places of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Assam till today. The Metro Department said that there will be a gradual fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest, central and east India during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.